Good Tuesday morning from Senior Home Share in your hometown sound, WYVE. I'm Cassie Yance, Marketing Director and Community Liaison at Senior Home Share. We are happy to sponsor this show on the second and the fourth Tuesday of each month to share events and businesses in the listening area. Our home offices are located in downtown Galax, Virginia, and in downtown Withville, Virginia. Be sure to also visit our Facebook page at Senior Home Share LLC or contact us at 276-238-1448. For many seniors, living at home for as long as possible is a priority, but the natural aging process can make that difficult over time. At Senior Home Share, we help seniors maintain their independence for as long as possible in the comfort of their own homes with our professional and trustworthy staff. And when the time comes for permanent placement, we offer an alternative to the institutional care with our senior residential care homes. Currently, we provide 6 senior residential care homes with 24-hour nursing care. These homes are located in Withville, Hillsville, and Galax, Virginia. Deposits for the homes are being accepted now. Our senior residential care homes are nestled within beautiful neighborhoods similar to where your loved ones have always lived. With our senior care homes, your loved ones can live in a beautiful home within your local community, enjoy 24/7 care, and still socialize with other seniors. Our home settings offer a comfortable, enjoyable, and safe environment. Families have peace of mind knowing their loved ones are supervised and cared for to promote their highest quality of life achievable. We offer in-home health care services throughout the heart of Southwest Virginia, covering areas such as Floyd, Pulaski, Smith County, Bland, and Montgomery County. We are private pay and accept long-term care insurance as well as veterans contracts. At Senior Home Share, we offer customized services to meet the unique needs of your loved ones. Our mission is to help each one of our clients live the highest quality of life achievable. We are the leading provider of in-home care, a dependable, compassionate presence you can trust. For more information about in-home health care services or a senior residential care home, be sure to contact us at 276-238-1448. Or visit our Facebook page at Senior Home Share LLC, and let's work together to find answers for your family. Well, this morning, I am happy to have Lindsay all the way from Grayson County with me in the studio. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for driving me. It's been a little wet and foggy, but it's a beautiful day.
It is. Actually, it wasn't too bad of a drive over here, so we're good.
Good. So you're going to share with us some information that you guys have coming up with your Ag Fair.
Yeah, the Grayson County Ag Fair is coming up. The dates are August 9th and 10th. But we still have what we're calling our pre-fair event dog show, which is August 8th. Come bring your pups and your dogs. Check-in is at 5 p.m. on August 8th, and the show will start at 6 p.m. We will actually have the Grayson Canine Unit there, and he will give a demonstration. Last year he was supposed to come, and he actually got called out on a call.
It happens.
But he should be there, and then we'll also have a herding demonstration at one point during the show. But we've got several classes like we did last year. We've got puppy obedience, dog obedience. We've got farm dog skills for our advanced dogs that can do more of the advanced listening skills of their master. And then we also have the fun classes like a trick class and a costume class. The fair on the 9th and the 10th of August opens to the public at 9 a.m. and it'll kind of close down when the livestock show and things kind of start finishing up. So admission is free.
So any and everybody can come, and their pets.
Any and everybody can come, including their pets. And speaking of pets, we'll have a petting zoo with a variety of different animals, pigs, piglets, goats. We may have some ducks and some chickens and maybe a mini mule, possibly. And then we've got pony rides. Everyone gets a pony ride. Their initial pony ride is free this year. We've been able to work that out with Rock Springs Farms, who does the pony ride. She's an animal rescue as well. So, but everyone's first pony ride will be free, so that'll be fun. Everybody will get a chance to do that.
Well, that's fun, because a lot of kids don't get the opportunity to be up close and actually get to touch farm animals and see how they behave and interact.
Exactly, exactly. So we were excited to be able to include that. Also, on August 7th, we will be accepting fare entries from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., so you still have time to get those things together, and you can do photography, arts and crafts. We've got a honey section. You can enter your honey if you're a beekeeper, quilts, flowers, plants, produce, field crops, and food preservation. So there is a section for everybody, and it's adults and youth, all ages.
That's really, I know we've got quite a few beekeepers and honey entrepreneurs in the area, and even, you know, like you were saying, the food preservation, sometimes that's a lost art in some areas. People don't actually get to see how that turns out and all the work that goes into it.
Yeah, yep, and in Grayson County at our commercial kitchen, we've actually done a few canning classes. So hopefully we will have some more preserved canned items this year at the fair, which would be really, really neat. So, something new that we have this year, we've got some entertainment, and we are lucky enough to have our special guest, Wayne Henderson and Friends, playing August 9th, Friday, August 9th at 2 p.m. at the fair, and everyone is extremely excited about that.
I'm sure, after he just did his segment up there at Mount Rogers and knowing things are kind of, you know, wrapping up for him. That's great. You snagged him.
Yes, exactly. And again, I want to mention the admission to the fair and the entertainment is free. So come out, bring a chair, grab a snack. Wayne Henderson and Friends will play at 2 p.m. on August 9th. But we also have some other wonderful musicians that are going to play for that afternoon. Garrett Wyatt is at 1 p.m. Granny Turnmeyer and the Horse Creek Girls are at 3 p.m. And Matt Kerwin and Friends are at 4 p.m. So come on out Friday afternoon and enjoy the musical entertainment and grab you some lunch or grab you some snacks. It'll be fun. And then also on Friday, August 9th, the youth will be doing their Stockman's Contest. That will begin at 10 a.m. That will probably go on for a couple hours. And then our livestock show will start at 4 p.m. with the swine show. Last year, I think we had a couple hogs. So there's not many around the area, but we've got a couple. And then we'll have our goats and poultry at 6 p.m. And then the dairy show will be at 7 p.m. on Friday, August 9th. So Friday will be a busy day. Friday morning, we'll have some of the fourth graders with a couple of the schools come, and they'll be able to go through different stations and learn about animals and animal feed and agriculture in general. So that's also new this year for our schools. So we're looking forward to that.
That's a great cultural experience.
Exactly, because a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to be exposed to those animals. So that I think that'll be a lot of fun for them.
Yeah.
Yep. So then on Saturday, August 10th, the fair will open again at 9 a.m. to the public. We will have our beef cattle show that begins at 10 a.m. and then our sheep show will begin at 12 noon. And then we will also have the Appalachian Hoedowners clogging team that will begin at 12:15 as our entertainment for that day.
Love that. I don't feel like I've seen that as much since a kid. But every time you go to Tennessee and Dollywood, you get to see cloggers in the area. But it's great you guys are bringing them, you know, more back to the public and entertainment.
Yeah, we're really excited about this new entertainment piece and hope it'll draw a few more people and they can kind of come out and relax and have fun and enjoy the day. Some of the other activities that we'll have going on, Friday, August 9th at 6 p.m., we're going to have our cornhole tournament. We did that last year and it was a lot of fun. We had several teams. It only cost like $5, I think, to enter for the team, but the prize for the winning team is $100. So if you're really good at playing cornhole,
it's worth it.
Yes, it's worth it. Come out, get yourself registered by 5:30 Friday evening on August 9th, and we will start the tournament at 6 p.m. We will also have hay bale throwing, egg toss, pig calling, a shovel relay. There'll be a bounce house for the kids. I think I saw a few adults go through it last year because it is rather large. So if you're an adult and you like enclosed spaces, go right ahead. I don't do that. And then we will also have a dunking booth. We will have some VIPs lined up to be in that dunking booth, possibly some school personnel while the children are there on Friday, and then maybe some county officials later that day and on Saturday. So that should be a fun entertainment piece for everybody. And then, like I mentioned, the pony rides and the petting zoo will be available both days at the fair for youth and adults to enjoy. And then we wanted to mention the animal rescue. We were talking about that before we started the show. We actually have an animal rescue from Ashe County coming, so there should be some animals available for adoption. So if you are attending, that will be a good opportunity for you to help an animal that's in need.
I remember that from last year when I set up and came out with you guys, that there was the animal rescue and several adoptions came from that. It was really good. It's almost like you get in the environment of the animals and you get to be up close and play with them one-on-one, and then you find one you want to take home.
Yes, yeah, the animal rescues that were set up last year did very, very well, and we had a lot of adoptions happen, so that's a win-win in our book. So
it is. So if nothing else, you can come out and check out the animal rescue in case you're looking for your fur baby to take home.
Yes, exactly. Our food vendors, we have got, and we are so excited, but we have got Duck Donuts coming this year.
Ooh.
Finally, we've been asking them to come, and they are able to come this year. We've got Duck Donuts, and then, of course, our very own Frosty Monkey will be there with ice cream, and they will be set up the evening of the dog show on August 8th for they'll have regular food sandwiches plus the ice cream for our guests and our participants, so they can come on out and eat and watch the dog show and have a good time that evening. We will also have Grounded Coffee. Mm-hmm. They will be there. They were a big hit last year because, you know, everybody needs to get their coffee or their special drink in the morning with a little snack. So they'll be set up. The Elk Creek Rescue Squad will be there serving some meals both days. And we've got many more. We've got Kettle Corn. We've got Sassy's Good Eats, Rockin' Bee Skillet, Old House Goodies. So there'll be plenty of food and snacks there. I won't call them healthy choices, but it's fair food. So
it'll
be your treat days. You come out and get you some good treats, and then you can, you know, revamp Monday morning or something back on your health kick. So we also have several commercial vendors set up that will, you know, be selling some items and things that they've got for sale, or services, and our sponsors and stuff will be set up. So come visit those guys as well when you're out there.
And I think you guys have a pretty cool photo op, too, that you set up at the entrance, that people can take pictures and check out all the sponsors. And
yes, when we had our meeting last week, we talked to the guys about setting that little photo booth up again. And our biggest concern was, where are we going to get some corn stalks for our photo booth? You know, it's been so dry, our poor corn is looking a little weak. But
yeah.
I think we have a source, so we should be able to get that photo booth set up for everyone to kind of sit and take their pictures and just have a good time.
Well, speaking of that, and I know we've had some great rain and stuff, but the Ag Fair is going to be at the Bottomley Evergreen and Farms, which luckily for you guys is under shelter.
Yes, it's under shelter. That is very helpful, so doesn't matter if it's raining, come on out. Our food vendors will still be there. All of the entertainment that we talked about, the livestock show, the pony rides, the bounce house, everything is set up under roof in the facility, so you will be safe and outside of the rain and can still come and have a good time. And the address for the facility is 10278 Elk Creek Parkway in Elk Creek.
Awesome. Yeah, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful big structure, actually, when you pull up. You can't miss it.
Yeah. It's a huge facility. Hopefully we'll have a decorated hay bale out front with the banner, and you'll see all the food vendors set up out front, so you shouldn't miss it. And speaking of a decorated hay bale, our hay bale decorating contest is going on now in Grayson County. The original deadline was the 25th, which I believe is this Thursday, but we have extended it into next week for everyone to get their hay bales decorated, and there will be a cash prize of, I believe, $200 for the winner of the hay bale decorating contest. You just have to decorate your hay bale and have the dates of the Ag Fair, August 9th and 10th, listed.
That's pretty cool. I remember seeing this when I drove down 21 in different areas. People had them set out.
Yes, yep, they had them set out, and it really helps advertise and market the fair, and really people just enjoy looking at the hay bales. Last year we had a Will Hay Nelson that was set up as you come into Independence, and that really caught a lot of attention, so we're looking forward to seeing a lot of cool hay bales this year.
Awesome. Well, you guys have 2 days of packed events. As soon as you get there, and you can bring a chair and eat some good food and listen to some great music and check out all the shows.
Yeah, the Grayson County Ag Fair is really growing. We've got a lot of volunteers that are putting a lot of time and effort into helping this fair grow. It is a true agricultural fair where we showcase our local produce, livestock, and just spotlight the agriculture industry within the county. And 2023, last year, saw the biggest numbers it has since we started in 2018. So we're looking forward to the continued growth and attracting everyone from surrounding counties to come visit, hang out, learn about agriculture, see animals, eat good food, listen to good music, all the stuff.
Have a full family-free day. Well, if we have any listeners that think they might want to set up a vendor space, are there any spots still available?
Oh, yes. We've got plenty of space. That facility is massive, and we will have tons of space if we've got vendors that want to set up. The fee is $25. Just go onto our website, www.graysonvafair.com. There will be a vendor form. You fill that out, get it to us, and we will have a space marked off for you.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Thanks so much, Lindsay, for sharing your information. And that fair is only a couple of weeks away.
Yes, it's coming up real quick.
All right. Well, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and put on another hat. So this weekend coming up in downtown Galax is the Smoke on the Mountain. It's the 19th year. And I told Lindsay, I said, I think we're going to chat about this. So I'm going to tell you guys what we got coming up. So we have 16 food vendors. We have 30 street vendors that open up Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. And our entertainment on Friday night starting at 5 is Count Me In Band. And that will follow up with the Holiday Band. And then on Saturday night, we have Jake Cox, which I think is a local guy that catches a lot of attention, like at Creek Bottom, and I think he's played here in Withville a few places.
Yes, I believe I've heard him play.
And then Envision will wrap us up that night, and they're pretty flashy and get everybody up and moving on the streets, I believe. Also during the event, we have on Saturday at 11 a.m. People's Choice. So that gives the community an opportunity to sample the competitors, because that's one of the biggest things is, you know, all these nationally recognized barbecue sanctions come in and compete, but do you get to try any other stuff? So they graciously sign up and donate samples for People's Choice. So you pay $5 and you go through the line, and there are over a dozen samples of the competitors' barbecue, and you get the vote, and there'll be a winner announced at the awards ceremony Saturday night. And then we have the sauce competition. So that's also on Saturday around noon. And we have over 25 judges and a lot of sauce entries. And that's a lot of local participation, too, that our sponsors get to do and get involved for their sponsorship and help judge competitors' sauces. So we want to also put out there that Smoke on the Mountain is one of two barbecue events in the United States that we actually host all three sanctions of barbecue competition. We have KCBS, MBN, Dual, and also Backyard. And Backyard is, you know, a growing category. A lot of people get their start there, and we've had several take off. So we have a lot of recognized competition teams. So come on out this weekend. We've got a full day, Friday and Saturday, at Smoke on the Mountain. You can check out our website, smokeonthemountainva.com. It's got all the information, and we even have a brand new map on there that'll help color code and let you know where everybody is. So we'd love to see you, so come on down and see us. Everyone have a good week. Thank you.